Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. And here is this week's iTunes review. It comes to you from Dub by V. She writes, "I love the podcast. You speak your mind and you don't sugarcoat anything. I love your energy and your good spirit." Oh, that just fills my heart. You don't even understand how much I enjoy these reviews. So please, if you feel the need, please go to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast, do me a favor and hit me up with a 5-star review. I absolutely love them. They mean the world to me, and I will read it on my podcast. So thank you so much, Dub by V. It does mean the world to me. All right, Magic Makers. Today, I have a great podcast for you. Well, I guess I say they are always great. Today, I'm going to talk mindset, right? Because this is the time of year where we start to get a little wiggly, right? We've come out of the holidays and we have either come out sprinting and we're tired and we're starting to regroup and starting to think to ourselves, like, did I make the right decisions? Is it time for a new program? Is it time for a new approach? And here's where I have to say, we all have to check in with our mindsets, right? It is our mindset is what determines our progress. And I know many people have heard, you know, mindset is everything, right? And if you could see me now, I'm air quoting. But here's the thing. In order for us to move past the same, you know, blocks that we always seem to pop up against, we have to focus on what's working and what's not. And when it's not, we need to figure out where is there a kink in the process. And so many of you don't have a process, right? The process is, I'm going to cut out every single thing that I love. I'm going to go hard. I'm going to go fast. And here's the thing. My coach said this to me years ago, and it stays with me. You can go hard, you could go fast, but you can't go fast and hard for long. And I see it. And it's like, as a coach, you see people like sprinting towards this brick wall. And, you know, there's those memes out there with like the mom seatbelt where like your arm just like goes right out to try to save someone. And, you know, you have like the wave in your hand, like, no, no. And you're just like, well, sometimes you just got to crash into the wall and know that I'm here to help you pick up the pieces, right? That's how I want to make sure that you don't crash into the wall. I really do. But some people have to, right? They need that crash to be like, oh crap, that wasn't the way to go. So many of you overlook how important mindset is when it comes to weight loss, right? You just can't transform your body until you get your head in the right space. And I had this client all the time where I would give her like one or two things to do. And she's like, oh, well, that's not enough. Well, who says, like, who is this like, you know, mythical being out there that says, here are the diet rules. And if you do not follow them, you're destined to fail, right? I am that coach and I am leading the charge that hard does not get you where you want to go. 100%. There are those people who can, you know, clean out their cupboards and go deep and hard and, you know, throw them into the deep end of a pool and they'll swim. Others will drown and never get back into that pool, right? So here's where I ask, what person are you? And honor that, because if you keep failing, it's just like kicking the rock down the road, right? It's just eventually you got to figure out your stuff. And that's where many of us fall apart. We don't learn our lessons, right? We're just like, it's someone other than me. It's external. It's the diet. It's the time. It's my kids. It's my job. It's, but we never come back and say, it's me. I haven't done the work, gotten my stuff together to finally crack this freaking code. All right. So here's where I have five things that I think get in your way. One, you don't have goals. Two, there is no plan. There is no plan. Three, you ain't excited. Four, breaking up old habits and installing new ones. And five, looking at your obstacles. All right. So let's just start with goals. The biggest thing I like to know where we're heading. For me, goals are like punching in an address in GPS, right? I live here in Boston and there is a street called Mass Ave. And Mass Ave literally starts in downtown Boston and runs all the way out into Lexington. It goes through four towns. So if I don't punch in the right address, if I really want to be at the corner of Massachusetts Ave and Molina Cass Boulevard, and I punch in one, I ain't going to be there. I'm going to be in Lexington, right? So we have to figure out where you want to go. So you have to punch in that GPS and you have to, and I think many people don't really set a goal is because they're afraid. And I get it. I was afraid too, because I used to fail. And you know, who wants to raise me and be like, I want to be a failure yet again, right? No one wants to sign up for that. But here's what the deal is. It's that it's our goals that just drive our behaviors, right? It is our goal that gives us our to-do list, our blueprint of where the hell are we driving our bus. And the more clear we are about what's going to happen, the more we're able to achieve them. We're more able to connect with them, because so many of you say to me, I don't have motivation. Well, motivation isn't going to ring your doorbell and say, hey girl, let's get this party started. That's just not going to happen. If it does, holla at your girl, because I so want to see that. But the motivation comes from within. And I've said this multiple times. I'm going to keep saying it till someone repeats it back to me and says, you were so right, Gib. What I see is the motivation comes from inside. So I live here in New England. It's cold, it's snowy, and I like to work out in the morning. That ain't exactly saying, hey girl, spring out of bed. But the alarm goes off at, 6:45, and I'm like, whew, today's not the day. But then I ask myself, is this going to get me closer to where I want to go? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. Laying in bed ain't going to get you anywhere you want to be. So what do? I press snooze, I sleep for another 15 minutes, and I drag my booty out of bed, right? That's what has to happen. Like, you have to start asking yourself better questions, because you'll always deny yourself. You're like, tomorrow. And next thing you know, it's 2022 and you're like, yeah, I'm in the same damn place, right? So here we have to decide that, you know, you have to have a plan B. And so, psychologists call it if then planning, right? So I call it plan B, the street version of a plan B is that things are going to happen. Life is going to happen. And I know that's one of the things that always seems to trip people up, you know, life, right? You know, working late, kids sick, all of that. So here's where you kind of start to pre-program yourself to think like, if, you know, life doesn't go your way, then what? All right. So here's a couple of examples. If you're like, I don't know what she's talking about. So if I work late on Monday and Tuesday night, then I will ask, you know, my husband to cook dinner, or I'll double cook dinner on Sunday night, right? Or I'll order a salad from Sweetgreens, right? Those are the thoughts that I'm thinking ahead, like, okay, on Monday and Tuesday night, I know I'm working late. So what's the plan, right? That's the plan. That's how I'm not going to swing by and just, you know, eat whatever, or just come home and binge on junk food, right? That's one place. Or if I'm craving in the middle of the afternoon, instead of giving into my craving immediately, I'm going to say, you know what, should I just have a real meal or just have the craving, right? So that's where I'm going to start to apply some intelligence to my life versus just, you know,
flitting around and going with the flow. Now, I'm not saying like sometimes, you know, a craving is a craving, right? I totally get that. But it's like, is the craving because I didn't drink enough water? Is the craving because I didn't eat enough? Is the craving because I really need to eat and it's been X number of hours since my last meal, right? That's what I really want you to think. If I have to work late on Monday night and Monday night was a day I scheduled myself to go to the gym, then I'm going to go on Wednesday at 10 a.m., right? So do you see where I'm going? You know, I'm thinking ahead so that, you know, life just doesn't happen to me, that I am active participant in my life, because you are, right? You know, sometimes circumstances do pop up. I get that. But I'd say 80% of the circumstances that do pop up, we can anticipate and we can navigate around that. All right. Because habits are your destiny. I'm a huge thing of your habits. Habits are just something that we just do. And so many of you are chasing long-term weight loss, and long-term weight loss comes from having habits, right? It's just what you do. Like, you don't even think about it. You know, I use this example all the time. Coffee. When you have coffee in the morning, do you put the cream before the sugar? Do you put the coffee in the cup, then cream and sugar, right? Do you put sugar before cream? Like, you know, what is the sequence? Do you even know? I'm going to ask you and look at it and let me know what the sequence is, because something is something you just don't do. You just do. You don't even realize it, right? And it's something that we can repeat so that we know that when I do this, these are the results I get. These are the positive results I get. So I want to burn that habit in to my brain, right? You know, another thing is that we get caught up in this self-talk. We say, you know, if something bad happens, you know, an obstacle pops up, we're like, see, it's a sign. It wasn't supposed to happen. Evidence, right? Because we're so programmed to look for the negative. We're not programmed to look for the positive. We're programmed to go for hard versus going for easy, right? And so I told you, you know, my client was like, how come you're, you know, why is this so easy? Well, it should be effortless, because when it's effortless, you will do it. You will consistently do it versus always looking for a way to cheat on it, right? You know, I have clients that I do fitness competitions with that, you know, when we first start, I'm just trying to figure you out, right? I'm trying to see what your ebbs and flows are, what your life is. And their first question is like, when's my cheat day? Well, first of all, it's not a cheat day. Like, let's just break that up. And two, if things are so restrictive, why do you always have to cheat on it? Right? Every day shouldn't feel like I'm giving up stuff. And, you know, one of the places, you know, that I like to start people with is, what if we added something? And there's three things I know that right now everyone listening will shake their head at. One, water. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, she called me out on my stuff. She knows. Water. Two, vegetables, right? How many of you maybe just have vegetables with dinner? Maybe there's a tomato on your sandwich, right? Three, protein. And it's funny, you know, well, I'll ask someone like, oh, well, how much protein are you having? Well, I have an egg, or one egg is only 15 grams of protein. Like, it's like one egg doesn't even cut it. Or I'll have an egg white. Well, that's 6 grams, right? That's just like, you know, I know when I eat, it's one egg white, my body's like, so what else you got? Where's the rest, right? You know, so if those are three things are something that you can add versus always trying to subtract, always trying to like eat a certain calorie amount, I would say focus on that. Because if you have those three things, you're going to feel fuller longer than anything I can ever tell you what to eat, all right? So this is where, like, we start to focus on what makes us feel good and what can we plan into our lives, right? There has to be some structure of a plan, because if not, you know, life is going to happen. Life will always kind of pull you by the reins. Like, if you pull you along, and, you know, I have a girl, and always, she's like, oh, Kim, I just can't get it together. I'm like, because you don't sit down and make a plan. Now, am I asking you to be this anal retentive plan? No. What I'm asking is, look at your week, right? For most of my clients are over 40. We know what's going to happen in our week. That we don't, there's not very many, you know, spontaneous things outside of like work or sick kids. Like, you know, it's rare that a friend's going to call up and be like, hey, let's go out for a drink, right? It, that just doesn't happen that way for us anymore. So make a plan for that. You know, like this, you know, I'm going to go out on Thursday. So whatever I normally do on Thursday, I'm going to shift around. I'm going to plan for it in my nutrition that I'm going to go out and have a couple of drinks, maybe have some fun food, right? Make that into my plan. Meal prep, same thing, right? I'm not one of those people who are going to tell you like you need to cook all your meals on Sunday and spend hours and hours. No. And I actually have a meal prep guide that gives you like the complete opposite of doing that. So if that's something that you want, please grab in the show notes. I'll put a link to the meal prep guide. The other thing is plan it like 24 hours in advance, right? So say it's Monday and you're like, okay, on Tuesday nights I teach class. So that, like, that tells me I'm going to have to double cook dinner. So I have dinner for Tuesday night. And I typically work on Monday night. So I'm usually coming in late. So I'm tired. So Tuesday's going to be a rest day, or I'm going to stretch or foam roll. And I'm going to make sure that I have double dinner, right? So that's my plan on Monday. Like, okay, this is what Tuesday's going to look like. I'm going to map out, okay, for breakfast, this is what I'm going to have. For lunch, this is what I'm going to have. For dinner, this is what I'm going to have. Boom, done. Off to the races. And that's just done on Monday. Tuesday, I'm going to do the same darn thing, right? That's where, you know, how life just doesn't happen to me, that I'm caught without food. I'm like, oh, I didn't get all my workouts in, like, because I have a plan, right? I typically plan my workouts for the entire week. I'm like, here's what's happening, right? I typically work out on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, right? That's my typical workout. In the summertime, I love to get in a walk on Sunday and Fridays when the weather permits, right? That's my schedule. And think about it, like, what's your schedule, right? You know, here's where habits come in. So think about, what are you good at, right? You know, some people are great at working out. Some people are great at cooking and meal prepping, right? What are you great at? What is it that makes you, what makes you great at it? You know, is there something that you want to be great at that we can start to slide into that already established behavior, right? I like to have people start with exercise because exercise makes you feel good. And when you feel good, you start to think about things in a better, more positive way, right? Versus being the Eeyore of the bunch. So I want you to start thinking about good at, and how can we build upon that? So we can start to take the same traits that you're good at and put it into the things that you're trying to master, right? So I have a girl, she loves working out. That's her jam. And I'm like, well, what makes working out easy? And she's like, well, there's just a schedule. I'm like, okay. So if we work together on a schedule for food, would that make it easier for you? And she's like, yes, because then she could just, you know, follow the Yellow Brick Road. But I was like, but I don't want you just following the Yellow Brick Road. You know, I just don't want you saying, give me a meal plan and I'll follow it. What I want is to be able to, for us to work together to develop this so that you can develop this too, right? So that you're not stuck eating the same things over and over again because you are afraid to break free of it. You know, I'm the coach that will, you know, teach you how to fish, right? Versus giving you a fish. I want you to learn how to fish so that if, you know, God forbid, you know, you ever go to the grocery store and there's no blueberries and you're like, but I have blueberries every morning in my breakfast. And you're like, you're paralyzed, right? I don't want you to be paralyzed. I want you to be able to say, you know what? Here are the four breakfasts that I have. And if they don't have blueberries, then you know what? I'm going to buy an orange, right? I want you to be able to have that like mental flexibility. And I say that because, you know, when you deal with, you know, fitness competitors, some of them get a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I love you all when you're listening. I love you to pieces. But, you know, I always try to get you to think outside. I always try to get you to think so that you're not reliant on me as a coach to think, especially in real time. You know, I work with clients all over the world. So food is different everywhere, or what you're able to get is different everywhere. So one time I asked a girl, I said, okay, get a kiwi or a grapefruit. Whatever you can buy, kiwi or grapefruit. It's like, I can't find either. What do I do? Like, she literally texted me like 20 times. And I was like, damn. I did not set her up for success, right? So I want you to not be so like beholden that I have to follow this meal plan or die. Like, I want you to learn that flexibility comes in there so that we can start to set realistic expectations about what is going to happen. Set realistic expectation about, you know, sometimes if I can't find a kiwi or a grapefruit, then guess what? I'm going to have some berries. It's going to be okay. Life's going to be fine, right? That's what I want you to start thinking about. What thinking outside of the box and be excited. If I'm not excited about what I'm doing, I'm not going to want to do it, right? I had a client who, she was doing this kickboxing class. And I said, oh, do you like kickboxing? She's like, no, but they told me I'd lose 20 pounds. Okay. So how long do you think she stuck with it? Right. You know, and I see it. I used to be, used to work for a boot camp, and it was 4 weeks at a time, and you signed up and you were to come every day for 4 weeks. So I'm not every day, but Monday through Friday, for 4 weeks in a row. First, I'd say 7-8 times, you know, we had like 80 to 90% of people show up. Then that second, you know, the mid second week into the third week, and then I would be like 60 to 50%. By the time that last week rolled around, there were like, you know, maybe 30 or 40% of the class there. And it was just too much, right? It was just too much. Like every single day. And, you know, I was teaching at like the 6 a.m. It was every single day, 6 a.m. Where if we scaled it back and we said, you can come, you know, 3 days a week, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we probably would have had more adherence to it because it gave people a break. It gave people a rest. And it, you know, it gave me an opportunity to recover versus like going hard. I only had, you know, the weekends off to recover. Also, you know, set realistic expectations, right? Who do you surround yourself with? And I'm not saying don't go out. You know, I have a client that she loves her Dairy Queen and that's how she's social. And you know, she'll say, I am very social. Great. Awesome. I want you to be social. But when you're there, can we make subtle shifts into what you buy? So I asked her, I said, well, what do you buy? And basically, I'm going to be honest, I've never been a Dairy Queen, really. I live in the Northeast. I don't think we have one here. If you know of one in like the Boston area, like let a girl know so I can just go and taste it. Like I don't have, there's not one in Boston. So anyway, so she was like, oh, I would buy the Dilly Bar. Or the Dilly Buster Parfait. And she's like, well, but then I would get extra caramel, then extra this. And I'm like, okay, so can we scale back the extras? Can we like just buy it served as is and see how you feel, right? Because sometimes that can just be satiating enough. And then once we get to there, it's like, you know, are you going every night? Because if we're going every night, then I'm going to say, hey, can we scale it back to a couple times a week? Because I'm never going to say, don't go. Or I'm never going to say, well, why don't you just have water while all your friends are having ice cream? But it's like, how do we have our fun, but it's not at this like, you know, we can have a little more like restraint with the fun, right? You know, I love ice cream. Ice cream is like a trigger food for me. So I don't buy it and keep it in my home. But when I go, I have a scoop. Right? Because I'm like, ice cream for me, I can eat my weight in it. Like I'm a goldfish. I could probably like blow up eating ice cream. So I get a scoop and it's satisfying to me, but it didn't start that way. You know, I remember my husband and I would get a pint and we would split a pint, right? So now I'm fine with just having a scoop. And from time to time, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have two scoops. And I know that it's not going to push me over the edge, but most times I'm comfortable with one scoop. So as I, you know, wrap up this podcast, it's like set realistic expectations, break down our, first of all, set goals and then break down our goal, right? You know, I have a girl in my Fit Girl Magic Society. She's getting married in a couple of years and she wants to lose 50 pounds. Well, that's a big flipping number, right? When you look at it, it's like, oh, 50 pounds. But I said, let's just break that down. Let's just focus on 10 pounds, right? Because if we do well with 10 pounds, then we're going to repeat that. And we're going to repeat it 5 times. And then she's going to lose the 50 pounds, right? It's going to happen. But let's just focus on 10, because then I have something to celebrate sooner versus waiting for 50 pounds. That's a long flipping way off. And I might think I need to lose 50 pounds, but as I like see my body transform, I might be happy at 25, right? So if I set the goal at 10 and we start to kind of chip away at what needs to happen, then we might adjust that end goal, right? Because goals can be adjustable. It's not this like, you know, 50 pounds or bust, right? It's like, let's every 10 pounds, it's a mile marker, right? You know, it's like if we're driving on a highway, we're pulling into a rest station and saying, okay, like, you know, do we need gas? Do we need to pee? Like what's happening? And, you know, let's just stop sitting on the sidelines and trying to find the perfect time, trying to find the perfect diet, the perfect plan, the perfect coach, right? You know, the person who resonates most with you, you know, the person who you're like, yeah, that girl, she's going to help me get to where I want to go. Or you know, feel confident in that program or whatever, like your gut knows, right? So I want you to start to think about what it is and just get started. Even if it's 15 minutes walking around the block, something is better than nothing, all right? Because there's never, ever going to be a perfect time. The big takeaway here is that we need to get our mind right? Get our head in the game, get our mindset correct, you know? As the great Dr. Dre said, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And when I check myself before I wreck myself, it helps me to just realize, you know what? Sometimes all the noise inside my head is keeping me where I don't want to be. So I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's the small efforts done repeatedly over time that'll get you the greatest results. Think about a snowstorm. You know, it doesn't just snow, you know, 30 feet in a minute, although sometimes it seems that way. It is repeatable, right? It is, you know, I live here in New England and it's like, you know, it's a snowstorm that's happening, you know, an inch an hour, right? So that's the same thing. That's the same thing with change, right? It's a slow process, but over time, you know, one change stacks on another change, it stacks on another change. And eventually you're like, oh, wow, look at me, all right? I'm crushing it. So that's what I want for you. You got to get your mind right, get your head in the game. And please do me a favor. If there's someone who needs to hear this, tag them, screenshot it, tag them, and let me know what was it that resonated with you, because this mindset thing is never going away. It's going to be the boogeyman that's going to keep you from where you want to be in life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.